And did you have your housework you had to do every day?
Had what?
Housework that you had to do too?
Well, most all the time there was something to do.
And what do you...
And I went to the field and worked too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What's some of the things you do out in the field?
Pick cotton, hoe cotton, anything come to hand.
Raising cotton, pretty hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's some of the kind of work you had to do when you were raising cotton? You remember?
Well, raising cotton, you had to chop it, then you had to hoe it, and then you had to pick it. I mean, the peanuts was to be hoed, and oh, I just don't know. Then in the fall, there was beans to pick, old velvet beans for your cows.
And usually, when would you start planting your cotton? You remember about what months or around what months you might start planting?
Planting cotton? No, I don't remember.
Was it, what, just early spring or something like that?
Yeah, it was early spring.
And what month, you remember about when you'd start picking it? Remember about which months, just around approximately?
Last of August, first September.
So you had a pretty good summer's work then, didn't you?
Pretty what?
Pretty good work the whole summer then, didn't you?
Oh yeah, there was work to do all the time.
And what would you usually clean up your house with? You mentioned kind of cleaning up you had to do. What did you usually use?
Well, you just used a scrub broom and water and... And then kept your floors clean. There was no covering on them. Just them plank. They were scrubbed till they was real white.
Now, something that people did in Alabama today, I wonder if they did it here. They wouldn't have grass out in the yards, but they'd sweep the yards. Did y'all do that?
Yeah, sweep the yards. My neighbor that lived back out here then, that time, we used to go to the woods off somewhere and get gallberry to make yard brooms. She had a big place to sweep, but she had several children. She'd get them out there and they'd soon have them yards clean. No grass and a few flowers, not many.
Well, do you know why people, was there any special reason for doing that or just?
No, I don't know.
Just kind of the custom?
They just, everybody did it, I reckon, is all I know.
Do you ever have any special place you kept your broom and stuff like that?
Oh yes, that'd be a certain place for that so everybody know where it was.
Where?
And it was, I don't remember now, it was on the... Well, after we moved here, it was in the little pantry, just inside the pantry door. And now, I never did sweep floors much with a homemade broom. I didn't like it. I couldn't get to clean with sweeping trash up. I couldn't get it sweet. But I've known people that had to rinse their floors with a homemade straw broom. I just couldn't do that.
Huh. Good night. Sounds like a lot of trouble.
Oh yeah, we were. But I never did, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do nothing with it. And they go to the woods where they knew there was a place, broom sage, and ring that and then go to the house and clean that and fix it into brooms. Enough to last a year.
Now, let's see, the houses you lived in, they were all one-story houses?
Yeah, well, it's just one story.
Were there many two-story houses around here?
I reckon the first two-story house there was the old hotel place out here. And they've cut that down now.
How did you get from the first story to the second story in those houses? Just
stairs in the hall.
If they'd had them outside, would you still just call them just stairs too, be the same thing?
Yeah, I reckon so. I never did. Well, there was another house then too. Over there was two houses here that had stairs, and you went up, they was in the hall, and you went up stairs with the hall.
And you remember